Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the privilege of studying the Bible.
主啊，我们非常感恩，我们有这样的荣幸来学习圣经。
If you hadn't written the Bible and given it to us, we never would have understood God.
所以呢，如果您没有给我们圣经，没有教我们，我们永远不知道有神在。
And if you hadn't sent the Spirit of God, we couldn't have understood it, even if the words were there.
如果您没有把您的圣灵降下来，就算圣经在那里，我们也不能理解。
But you did write it, and you did give us the Holy Spirit, and we pray that He will teach us today through the words which are on the page.
但是您呢，就是确实是写下了圣经，也确实是让圣灵来教导我们。我们祷告今天，您的圣灵能教导我们每一个字在每一页上的圣经上的字。So
bless us now as we turn to study, we ask in Jesus' name.
所以求您赐福我们，当我们开始学习的时候，我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, welcome to everybody today. We're all here. We're all happy to see you all.
再次欢迎大家，我们都在这里，我们非常高兴地看到所有的人呢参加。
Hebrews chapter 2 begins with a very solemn verse.
所以呢，希伯来书第二章开始呢。
It says, we must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away.
所以呢，我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
Now remember, the book of Hebrews was written to Hebrew Christians and those who were Hebrews who were not Christians. It was written to them in the days very soon after the Lord Jesus went to heaven.
大家记住，这个希伯来书呢，是写给当时的希伯来基督徒的。 也不是写给那些不信的希伯来人的，就是这个时候呢，刚刚是主耶稣基督为我们而死以后升上天去的之后。
And the Lord says now, you've got to be very careful that you pay attention to what I've said in the book of Hebrews, what I'm going to say in the book of Hebrews, because you could let them slip. Drive away.
现在主说呢，你们要仔细的去听我在希伯来书中说过的话，也要仔细的去听我将要说的话，因为如果你不听的话，你就会流失。When
I was studying this passage several years ago, I was reminded of a story about the explorers who came from Europe and they wanted to explore the Arctic Ocean.
因为当我几年之前我读希伯来书的时候呢，我听到一个故事，就是一帮从欧洲来的探险者，他们是来到大西洋来进行探险。They
were in a ship and they were going around the Arctic Ocean in the summertime, and then the cold came in and the ship began to freeze. They got it to shore, but the ice was such they decided they could not get back to Europe. They would have to spend the winter in the Arctic.
因为他们当时呢，那一帮探险者是坐船出来的。 他们是夏天出门的，结果呢，一直到了航行到了冬天，到了冬天的时候呢，整个大西洋呢就给冻住了，他们的船呢也冻在冰里了。他们觉得他们回不去欧洲了，所以他们决定待在大西洋里面。I
think probably I was a boy when I first heard that story.
所以呢，我认为我还是个小男孩的时候，是我第一次听到这个故事。
And I thought, what would I do if that were me?
我就在想呢，如果我在那个船上，我怎么办呢？
The story goes that they got to shore and the boat was in the ice just offshore. You could walk along the ice from the land to the boat, from the boat to the land.
所以这个故事呢，他们是很靠近海岸的，所以呢，海岸上结的那个冰呢，那个冰足够的厚。他们可以从船上走到岸上去，又可以从岸上回到船上来。
So they brought a few things from the boat to the land, and they would go back to the boat to get other things.
然后呢，他们在陆地上呢买点东西带到船上去，又回到船上去把船上的东西带回来。
And then one day they realized that the tide was moving the ice and the boat, and every day the boat was drifting just a little bit further away.
所以呢，也有后来他们意识到那个潮汐呢，实际上是让在让那个冰在移动。所以每一天呢，他们的那个船呢，都离那个岸要远一点。
Then I thought to myself, what would you do, Harold, if you were on the boat at that point? What would you do?
然后我对自己说呢，我说 Harold， 如果你处在这种情况下，你在那个船上，你会怎么做呢
？If you stay on the boat is going to drift away into the middle of the Arctic Ocean. You'll never survive.
所以如果你待在船上呢，那个船呢，总有一天都会飘到大西洋的中间去，然后你就可能就活不下去了。
The only hope to survive would be to take as much off the boat as you could so that you could live on land.
因为唯一的一个生存下去的方式呢，你尽可能把船上的东西带到岸上去，然后呢，你就能在岸上生存。
But every day the boat got farther away.
每一天呢，那个船呢，就离岸远一点。
What would you do?You'd spend all the hours of the day getting as much off that boat as you could to keep you through the long winter.
那你怎么办呢？你就每天白天呢，你就尽量的从船上多拿东西拿到岸上去，所以在这一个漫长的冬季呢，你就会在岸上生存下去。
And you'd wake up in the morning.And you'd say, I don't feel very good today. I don't think I'm going to bring any more off the boat today.
你早上醒来以后呢，你说我今天感觉不舒服，所以今天不会再到船上去搬东西到岸上。
And then you'd say, it doesn't matter how you feel. You've only got a few more days, and that boat's going to be gone.Take advantage of it right now. And you'd go out and you'd get everybody with you and you'd get as much off the boat. You maybe only had one, two, three more days before the boat would just drift away and you'd never see it again, never get to it again.
因为你就跟自己说，你说你不管今天舒服还是不舒服，因为那个船一天一天的在向远处飘去。所以呢，你必须把所有的人召集起来，今天呢就在船上去尽量的把东西拿过来，因为那个船呢可能只会停留在那里两三天，最后呢这个船就会完全漂到大西洋的中间去，你就再也没机会去拿东西了，所以不管你今天感觉怎么样，你就在船上去把东西取回来。
Now that's the illustration of verse 2. It says, we must paymore careful attention to what we've heard so that we do not drift away or so that the truth does not drift away from us.
也就是在第一节你所讲到的，所以我们要应当越发郑重所听所见的，免得流失了。这就是刚才那个例子所讲的。
A lot of people say, you know, the truth of the Bible is very interesting. One day, maybe I'll pay attention to it. Maybe one day I'll start studying. Maybe one day I will choose the Lord Jesus Christ to be my Savior and my Lord.
有些人呢，这个说呢，圣经呢，我目前来说我不感兴趣。可能有一天我会开始学圣经。可能有一天呢，我就会给读圣经上的东西。 可能有一天呢，我就会决定信主耶稣。
But our lives are not static, and our access to the truth of God is not static, and we must decide when we see the truth, we've got to say, I'm going to obey the truth now.
所以呢，我们的人生呢是不稳定的，我们的所有的一切都并不是固定的。所以当你听到了、看到了真理的时候，你必须说，我现在马上我就接受这个真理，信主耶稣。
Now, the writer to the Hebrews goes on in verse 2, and he explains why. He says, if the message spoken by angels was binding, that would be in the Old Testament, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation?
所以第二句、第三句具体解释说，那接着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受到了该受的报应。我们若忽略了这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢
？Now it's true that in the Old Testament God spoke. He sometimes spoke directly. He sometimes spoke through angels. But the warning was clear and real.And demanded a response.
实际上这个是真的，在旧约的时候呢，神有时候直接的跟那些人说话，有时候呢通过天使跟他们说话，不管是拿着皇室，所以都是神跟他们讲的，都是确定的。
You'll remember that God was very displeased with the people in Sodom and Gomorrah.We read about that in Genesis chapter 19.
因为我们在创世纪的第十九章里读到呢，因为当时索多玛和俄摩拉他们所做的坏事，让神非常的不高兴。
And so God sent a couple of angels to Sodom, and they spoke to Lot, and they said, Lot, we are going to have to destroy the city.You call your family, tell them to get out of the city. We are going to destroy the city.
神呢就派了几个天使进到索多玛去找到那个罗德，但就跟罗德说呢，罗德呢，神要决定要摧毁索多玛这个城市了，所以你把你的家人都召集在一起，赶快的离开这个城市。
And you'll remember that Lot's family basically said, oh, don't worry about that, Dad. Everything's going to be okay. We're not worried. And the family didn't listen to him.
实际上大家都记得当时呢罗德的家人呢并不是全部都听他的。他的家人说呢现在不是挺好的吗什么问题都没有。所以他们的家人当时根本就不听罗德所说的。
And the angels said, listen, you must get out of the city. We are going to destroy it. They said no. The next day, God did destroy the city. And those who didn't listen to them were in the city and they were destroyed too.
And then, 当时呢，那个天使对他们说呢，你们必须要离开这个城市，因为神呢马上就要摧毁这个城市了，所以他们不听。当时不很多人不听呢，这个还留在城市。第二天呢，神呢就摧毁了那个索多玛，所以那些没有听神的天使所说的话的那些人留在索多玛的都被摧毁了。
And so verse 2 says again with this as an illustration.If the message spoken by angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore such great salvation?
所以呢，这个呢，第二节就是指着刚才所讲的那个说的。他说呢，天使所传的话就是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。那我们若付出了这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢
？So if there were two people here, not two people. If there were two characters here, one was an angel and the other was God's son. Which one would you listen to?
所以这里如果有两个人物，一个呢就是天使，另一个呢就是神的儿子，你会听谁的呢？
And the answer, of course, is you'd listen to them both, but especially you would listen to God's Son because he was greater than the angel.
所以答案当然是他们的，你都要听。但是特别的呢，你要听神的儿子的话，因为神的儿子是高过天使。
And so the argument here is, listen, God came to the earth in the form of Jesus Christ. You must listen to him. We must listen to him because his message is very important. God brought it himself in the person of Jesus Christ.
这里所传的信息呢，就是神呢以主耶稣的基督的形式来到了地球上，所以呢你必须听主耶稣基督所说的话，我们也必须听主耶稣基督所说的话。
So the writer goes on in verse 3, he says, This salvation which was first announced by the Lord was confirmed to us by those who heard him.
所以第三节继续说，那这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
So Jesus came, he announced the message, he went to heaven, the disciples who'd heard him, they passed on the message, and others have passed it on, but we know it's from God, Jesus brought it himself, and he confirmed it by his servants.
所以主耶稣基督呢，先是主耶稣基督来讲这样的信息，传达这样的信息以后呢，主耶稣基督就升到天上去了。然后他的门徒们听到以后呢，他的门徒也来传这样的信息。所以呢，他的门徒呢，还有传给其他人，其他人也传的这样的信息。所以我们知道呢，这是主亲自讲的，他的门徒也证实了。
And then verse 4 says, God testified to this, or confirmed it as truth.By signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will.
第四节继续说呢，神又按自己的旨意用神迹奇事和百般的异能并圣灵的恩赐同他们做见证。
Why do we believe the Bible?
为什么我们相信圣经呢？
Why are we persuaded that we must take action by what it says?
为什么那个圣经劝我们说，如果圣经上怎么说，我们必须马上行动呢？
Number one, God brought it himself in the person of the Lord Jesus.
第一条呢，就是主耶稣，神自己在以主耶稣基督的形式在地上出现。
Number two, the people who heard itThe apostles, Peter and James and John and Paul, the writers to the New Testament, they confirmed it.
第二个呢，就是那个主耶稣的门徒，就是在包括当初的使徒保罗啊、彼得，然后雅各还有约翰，他们所有的新约圣经的作者，他们证实了这件事。
And then number three, all the miracles that were done, both in the days of the Lord Jesus, and in the days of the New Testament of the Apostles, and even today, God has confirmed his word, and therefore the urgency of our response to his word.
实际上当时呢，主耶稣基督在地上呢，行了很多的神迹来证明这些信息是从神来的。然后使徒们呢也行了一些神迹，包括今天呢也有这样的神迹出现，所以我们有这个紧迫性要去相信圣经上所说的话。
So sometimes you go to people and you say, Do you really believe the Bible?
有时候你去问人呢，你说你真的相信圣经吗？
And they say, Yes, I do. And you say, Why do you believe the Bible?
他说呢，是的，我相信圣经。然后你问他说，你为什么相信圣经呢？
And they will then go on. You can tell them about what's in the Bible, but sometimes you tell them about how God has moved in your life.
然后呢，他就开始会跟你讲些圣经里的，然后你就会告诉他神是怎么改变你的人生的。
And in particular, all over the world today, and right on the screen in front of us, are those who have seen miracles from God in answer to prayer, and we say, that was God working in my life.
因为今天呢，当今世界上有很多的人，包括大家目前都在这个屏幕上来参加这个Zoom会议的人，我们很多人都有这样的见证，就是说神呢，答应了，应允了我们的祷告，这样的神迹来证明圣经上所讲的是真理。
Is there evidence for God?
所以这里有没有证据说神在那里？
And the answer is yes, much evidence for God, including the wonderful evidence of the miracles, the signs, what's it say here? The signs, the wonders, the miracles, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit that God has given to Christians even today.
实际上呢，这里讲到呢，就是但在神的有神的证据当然存在，因为神用神迹和百般的异能并圣灵的恩赐在那里做了见证，然后就算到直到今天这样的见证仍然是存在。
Alright, and so the writer to the Hebrews is, listen, if God in time past spoke by angels, how much more important for us to listen to what he spoke in his son when the Lord Jesus Christ was alive and died and rose again.
那这个里面呢，继续希伯来书呢，继续讲他希伯来书的作者说呢，如果在过去神通过天使通过先知给我们讲话，那么现在神通过他的爱子给我们讲的话是多么有多么的重要的，因为他的爱子为我们死了，然后又复活了。
So that's one reason why you must obey, must respond to the message of the Bible. But he's going to go on and give us another reason why we must respond to the message of the Bible.
那这是你一条证据证明呢，就是说我们为什么要去相信圣经，我们也为什么要顺服圣经，然后他也给出了另一条理由，就是说为什么我们要相信圣经。
He says in verse 5, it is not to angels that he has subjected the world to come about which we are speaking. In other words, God says there's a world to come, and in that world, the angels are not going to be the boss.
第五节继续说呢，我们所说将来的世界，神原没有交给天使管辖。这个意思是说呢，将要来的那个世界呢，在那个世界里，天使并不是管辖我们的。
And then the writer goes on and he talks about the prophecy about what's going to happen in the future. Verse 6, but there is a place in the Bible where someone said, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him, you made him man a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor and put everything under his feet.
然后呢，这里呢，下面呢，就是讲的那个预言。这个预言呢，就是预期未来发生，是就是第六节是这么讲的。但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。第七节，你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀、尊贵、冠冕。并将你手所造的都派他管理。
What does the future hold?
所以呢，将来会是什么样的呢？
And the future says that man is going to be ruling over all, and the angels are going to be under him.
所以呢，这个将来呢，讲到的呢，就是有一个人呢，他会管辖一切，然后天使呢只在他的管辖之下。
Two reasons why people trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Number one, because they are sinners and they must be punished for their sin. That's what the earlier verses said.
所以呢, 神是哪些人呢? 他们是要, 要受到惩罚的呢? 就是那些没有信主耶稣基督的人, 他们将来是要受到惩罚, 这是前面的经文所讲的。
So that's a really good reason to obey the Lord Jesus. When we look back, we see our sins, we say, I need a Savior, and the Lord Jesus can save us, because if we don't, we'll have to pay for those sins.
所以呢,这是一个很好的理由。当我们回顾的时候呢,我们看到的主耶稣基督是救主,我们是罪人,我们必须为我们的罪付上代价。
But the other reason is that you look ahead and you say, why should I be a Christian? You look ahead and you say, what's in the future? And God says the future is that there is going to be an eternal life. There's going to be a universe and it will be controlled by men like you and me.
事实上呢,你要成为基督徒的另外一个原因呢,你去看未来。你看着未来呢,神说呢,在未来呢,将要来一个世界。在这个世界里呢,我们有永生。我们有永生,那个世界是谁来管你的呢?是人来管你,那个人是谁呢?就像你我。
You say that's absolutely amazing. Couldn't be that good.
你说这个太神奇了,有那么好吗?
If it's true, it's absolutely overwhelming. Forgiveness for the past and great blessing and high position for the future. What more could anybody want?
因为这个呢,就是说呢,如果这个是真的,那简直是压倒性的让我们震惊了。因为过去呢,我们的罪被赦免了。我们到了将来呢,我们有一个极其那个有永生的一个将来。这个简直是世界上不可能相信有这样的事。
So the writer to the Hebrews goes on and he says, well, you'll be saying it's not that good, so let's examine it a little more closely.
因为这个希伯来作者继续说,如果你不相信有这么好的话,我们再来仔细地观察一下下面的。First
of all, he says in verse 8, in putting everything under him, that is man, God left nothing that is not subject to him.
第八节说呢,叫万物都伏在他的脚下,就是那个人。既叫万物都伏在他,就没有剩下一样不伏他的。Then
he says, but... Yet at the present time, we don't see everything subject to him.
只是如今呢,
and of course, that's true. You look around today, man isn't in charge of everything.
因为这个是真的。今天呢,如果你看,环顾四周呢,这个人他并没有说管辖一切。
Matter of fact, he's having a hard time figuring everything out.
所以呢,实际上呢,这个呢,大家都很难去把这个东西想出来。Including
COVID-19.
就算今天的新冠状病毒。And
he may say, well, we've got lots of knowledge, we've got science, but science can't solve the big problems in the world today.
所以就当今人说呢,我们有技术,我们有科学。
But some things are going to happen, and man who has trusted Jesus as Savior will be elevated to the point where we will be in charge. It's amazing.
所以呢,有一些事情就会发生,那些相信主耶稣基督的人呢,被升到最高的位置来管辖一切,这是绝对的。 神奇的是,
now, how all is this going to happen, verse 9? We don't see verse 8. We don't see everything subject to him now, but verse 9, we see Jesus. And Jesus was made a little lower than the angels. Now he's crowned with glory and honor. because he suffered death, so that the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.
前面的几节我们还没看那个人，第九节呢，就我们就看到了，说唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵、荣耀和冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
So he's saying, we don't see man in charge. What we do though see is the story of Jesus. He came into the world. He was made lower than the angels. He lived and he died the suffering of death. He went to death. And then it explains why. He says so, that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone.
但是实际上呢，第九节给我们解释，就是主耶稣基督呢，在这个世界上，他成为比天使小一点的耶稣，他因为受了苦，就得了尊贵荣耀和冠冕。这后面他为什么会这样呢？后面就解释说，叫他呢，因着神的恩典，为人人尝了死味。
What is the story of Jesus? He came into the world. He suffered death. He came into the world and he was made lower than the angels, but now he's crowned with glory because he suffered death.
这里讲的呢，就说主耶稣基督呢，他来到这个世界上，成为比天使小一点的，他得了荣耀呢，是为什么呢？是因为他为我们受了苦，为人人受了死。
So when he was in the world, he subjected himself to the sufferings of death for you and for me. He paid the price of our sin. He voluntarily died on a cross, which was a marvelous work of grace and love and kindness.
为我们的所有的为我们的罪付上了代价，为我们而死。所以呢，实际上他是做了一个神奇的一个见证和给了我们的恩典。And
therefore God rewarded him, and he rewarded him with glory and honor.
这样呢，神就奖赏他，神奖赏他呢，为他呢，给了他尊贵荣耀的冠冕。
And he rewarded him with the crown of glory and honor. He put him in the highest position.
因为神呢，那个奖赏主耶稣，就给他那个荣耀的冠冕，给他戴上一个冠冕，这个是荣耀冠冕，然后他就处在一个最高的位置上。
And what was the result? The end of verse 9, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. He died for you. He died for me. He died for everyone. That's good news.
因为这个呢，结果是什么？结果是就是说，这第九节的最后一个，叫他因着恩典为人人尝了死味，他为你死，他为每一个人死，这个是一个。
Now back to verse 1, we better pay attention to that. That's very wonderful, very, very important.
所以呢，我们回到第一节，所以这个呢就讲到我们必须引起注意，因为这个是非常非常重要的。So
now verse 10 says, in bringing many sons to glory, that's you and me. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, it was fitting that God should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering.
第十节继续说，原来那为万有所属、为万物所本的，要你许多的儿子，这就是你我，进到荣耀里去。
Paul is saying, or the author to the Hebrews is saying here, listen, when God brought Jesus into life and through life into glory. When he did that, he said it would be proper to make the author of our salvation perfect through suffering. Why did Jesus have to suffer?
所以呢，这里讲到的呢，神呢，让主耶稣基督成为人，然后主耶稣基督呢，又为我们而死，然后又去到的荣耀里面去。所以这后面讲的是，救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何以的。但什么是苦难呢？
The question is, was Jesus perfect or not?
这问题是主耶稣基督是完美的还是不完美的？
If Jesus were perfect, why would he have to be made perfect?
因为如果主耶稣基督他是完美的，为什么要使他变成完美？
It's very strange. If something is perfect, you can't make it perfect.
所以这个呢非常奇怪，如果一个什么事情是完美的，你不能再让它更完美。If
it's already perfect, it's perfect.
如果它已经是完美，它就是完美。
So what is meant by this peculiar phrase?
所以呢，这些特别的词组是讲的什么意思？
And we're going to pick up the logic later, but I'll explain it to you now. It's this, that the Lord Jesus Christ, in becoming our Savior, not only took away our sins, but he made himself the one to whom we go in the sufferings of life.
因为这个呢，后面我们会讲，所以呢，这里呢，我先给大家解释一下，因为主耶稣基督他是我们的救主，他不仅是我们的救主，然后呢，他还要通过这些苦难，让主耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
When he took away my sins, it was wonderful, but he left me in the world, and in the world, I suffer still.
所以呢，主耶稣基督呢，除去了我的罪，这个是太奇妙了。但主耶稣基督仍然把我们留在这个世界上，在我们留在这个世界上呢，我们还要受这个世界的苦难。
So as Savior, he saves me from the past, and he's going to save me to this glorious future we've been talking about. But in the present time, I've got some problems. Who's going to help me? Who's going to save me now?
实际上呢，作为救主呢，主耶稣基督过去救了我，过去救了我们，将来呢，他也要把我们救到荣耀里面去。但是问题是现在，现在怎么办？ 现在我有这么多问题，谁来帮助我受这些苦难呢？
And the answer is, the Lord will save you, Harold. He'll help you even now.
所以呢，这个答案是，主会救你的，Harold，因为他现在就会救你。And
I could say, well, that's all very well and good, but what's he know about my problems?
因为我就会说呢，这一切听起来都不错，但是他怎么知道我的麻烦和问题呢？
Did Jesus know anything about being hungry?
所以主耶稣知道饿的滋味吗？
The answer is yes. He was in the wilderness being tempted by the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't eat for 40 days and nights. Harold, have you ever been that hungry?
因为主耶稣基督当然知道饥饿的滋味，因为主耶稣基督在旷野里受试探的时候呢，40天什么都没吃。Harold，你有40天没吃过东西，你有那么饿吗？
I have to say no, no, it's never been that bad.
我就说没有，我从来没饿成那样。
And then he says, all right, but I can help you, Harold. I know what it's like. You just stay with me. I'll help you through being hungry.
因为呢，主耶稣就最后说：“Harold，你不要管，不要害怕，你就跟我待在一起。该待在一起呢，因为我比你知道饥饿的滋味，我会帮你度过这个饥饿。”
Do you ever fall down and hurt yourself, Harold? I say, yep.
Harold，你跌倒过吗？跌倒过，你受过伤吗？
Who can help you then?
那谁会帮助你呢？
The answer is Jesus.
答案是主耶稣。
How can he know to help me?
他怎么知道怎么去帮助我呢?
Very simple. When he was alive, he fell down and hurt himself.
所以呢，非常简单，因为主耶稣就是在地球上的时候呢，他也跌倒过，他也是自己受过伤。
He suffered for us in order that when we suffer, he can understand us and he can help us.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他为我们受苦难，这个就是以便呢，将来呢，我们受苦难的时候呢，他知道苦难什么，他可以帮助我们。
And in that way, he became a perfect savior. He was perfect in his life, but he was perfect because he suffered. He understands people who suffer, and therefore he was perfect in this other sense.
实际上，他是一个完美的救主。为什么他是一个完美的救主呢？因为他受过苦难，他知道苦难是什么，这样呢，以便在苦难的中间呢，他知道怎么去帮助你。所以这个方面去讲呢，他就是一个完美的救主。
So verse 10 again says, in bringing many sons to glory, that's his objective for you and me. I'm a son. You're a son or a daughter, and he is going to bring us all to glory. That's his great objective. We say hallelujah.
这呢，第十节说呢，要你许多的儿子进到荣耀里去。这个儿子呢，就是代表儿子和女儿，就是你我。你我呢，他主来的目的呢，就是要把我们所有的人都带到荣耀里面去。所以我们会说 hallelujah。
And so he says, putting the first and the last half of verse 10 together, in bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God should make Jesus, the author of our salvation, perfect through suffering so he can help us.
所以呢，这里讲到的呢，是要你许多的儿子进到荣耀里，所以呢，神使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全。
So verse 11 says, both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family.
第十一节说，因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻。
Jesus is in the family. If we trust him as Savior, we are in the family, and we're all in the same family.
所以这个呢，就是这样的。我们如果相信救主的话呢，我们就在神的家庭里，我们在同一个家庭。
So verse 11 concludes, so Jesus is not ashamed to call them, that is us, brothers.
所以呢，第十一节做出这样的结论。所以他这就是主耶稣基督称他们就是我们为弟兄，也不以为耻。
Is that good news?
这是一个好消息吗？
Jesus is my Savior.
主耶稣基督是我的救主。
Jesus is my Lord.
主耶稣基督是我的主。
Jesus is my Creator.
主耶稣是我的造物主。
When I get to heaven,Jesus will be my bridegroom.
当我去到天堂的时候呢，主耶稣基督就会成为我的新郎。
And right now, Jesus is my brother.
所以现在主耶稣基督是我的弟兄。
Beginning to sound like good news, isn't it?
这个听起来就是一个很好的消息，是不是？
Put it all together and you say, what is this wonderful stuff?
你们这都所有的放在一起，这是一个多么奇妙的事。
Verse 2, don't let it slip by. Don't allow this wonderful truth to slip by. It's like that boat. All you need for winter's on the boat. Don't let it slip by. Go out and get it. Bring it in.
这些所以讲的就是在第一节里所讲的已经这些所有的好东西都在船上，不要让它流失了， 在冬天呢，在整个冬天里，你用你最大的潜力，用你最大能力到船上去把所有的东西都取回来，就是你刚才讲的这样的真理。
What does the Old Testament say, verse 12?
所以第十二节那个旧约你怎么讲呢？
He says, I will declare your name to my brothers. That's what Jesus does. That's what he's doing to us today.I will declare your name to my brothers. In the presence of the congregation, I will sing your praises.
所以第二节说呢，我要将你的名传与我的弟兄，这就是主耶稣基督在你我身上所做的。我要将你的名传与我的弟兄，我会中，在会中我要颂扬你。
Do you ever sing praises to the Lord?
你有没有颂扬过主呢？
You say, well, when I go to church, yes, when I go to church, we sing, and I sing praise to God. I thank him for loving me. I thank him for helping me. We sing praises to the Lord.
所以呢，你就说呢，我当我去教堂的时候呢，我们就说呢，我们要颂扬主，然后呢，我们爱主，我们赞美主，所以这就是我在教堂要做的，我要颂扬主。
Who sings with you?
谁和你一起颂扬主呢？
Jesus.
主耶稣。
That's marvelous. Do you realize that? You're just singing along at the top of your lungs. Praise the Lord. And Jesus is right there beside you, inside you. And he's praising the Lord too with you. That's what this verse says. Jesus is our brother.And he's with us at all times. He's with us in our sorrows. He's with us in our sufferings. He's with us in our praises. Hallelujah.
那这就是这些经文所讲的。你在那里颂扬主的时候呢，主耶稣基督就在你身边，主耶稣基督就在你里面。这些经文告诉我们，主耶稣基督是我们的弟兄，他在任何时候呢都会和我们在一起。他在我们受苦的时候和我们在一起，在我们有压力的时候，受苦难的时候也和我们在一起，啊，我们颂扬主的时候他也和我们在一起，所以我们说哈利路亚。
Verse 13 says, again he says, I will put my trust in him, and again he says, here am I and the children God has given me.
第三节又说我要依赖他，又说看哪。我以神所给我的儿女。
So when my sister and I were children, our father would stand beside us sometimes, and he would introduce us, and he would say, "Listen, I am Harold Summers, and these are my children. This is my daughter Norma. This is my son Harold." He would introduce us. We were his family.
这就是他的父亲所做的。他父亲呢，在年轻的时候，在他们还小的时候，他诺曼站在旁边说呢，他父亲就说：“我叫 Harold Summers， 这是我的儿子 Harold， 这是我的女儿诺曼，他们都是我的孩子。”
Now, if the Lord Jesus Christ were to come to our home today and you were come to visit, he would say, "This is my family. I'm Jesus.This is my daughter Norma. This is my son Harold. We are all a wonderful family. We are the children of Jesus.
所以如果主耶稣基督今天来到我家呢，他就会跟别人说，这是我的儿子 Harold， 这是我的女儿 Norma， 我们所有的人都是主耶稣基督的孩子。
Now with all due respect, is that good news?
所以呢，这个呢是所以各个方面来看，这是个好消息吗？
I don't know how many elements of good news we've talked about this morning. Don't let them slip.
因为我不知道，不确切知道我们今天讲了多少条好消息和福音，所以呢，我知道唯一一点呢，不要让这些好消息和福音流失。
If I were on land,In that Arctic Ocean story that I told you about, I'd be on land one evening. It would get very, very cold. What do you think I would do the next day?
因为如果你我刚才讲的故事在大西洋上那个冬天那个冻住的故事，如果我当时在那个岸上，但是岸上呢今天晚上呢特别特别冷，那么你知道我明天会做什么？
I'd rush back to the boat and I'd get more clothes and I'd get more sleeping bags so that in the winter I could be warm even though it's cold outside.
因为第二天早上我就会跑到船上去拿更多的衣服，甚至拿更多的睡袋。所以呢，这样呢，当我在岸上的时候，在漫长的冬季的时候呢，不管有多冷，我会保持温暖。
If I got hungry, I would say, I'm going back to the boat to get some more food.
如果我饿了，我说我会回到船上去取一些食物。
And then after I got the food, I would say, I think I'm going to get a gun and I'm going to get a fishing rod so that I can catch some fish and I can shoot something that will give me food in the winter.
然后呢我吃饱了以后我再回到船上去，我会拿什么呢？我说我会拿一把猎枪，我会拿一个钓鱼竿，这样子在冬季的时候呢我会钓到鱼，或者说我会去打猎，打些什么，所以在这个冬季里呢我就有东西可吃。
If the boat were drifting by, I'd go faster to get more, because on the boat would be all I would need for winter. But without what's on the boat, I would freeze and starve.
因为如果说那个我会怎么做呢？趁那个船还没飘走之前呢，我会从那个船上取更多的东西，这样会在冬季的时候呢，我就不会忍饥挨饿挨冻。
Now verse 14 says, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil.
第十四节继续说，儿女既有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，他要急着死，败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
The logic is that he became like us in order that when he died for us, he could destroy our enemy.
因为这个逻辑呢，就是他变成跟我们一样的，这样以便他为我们而死的时候呢，就会摧毁我们的敌人。
You see, the devil has the power of death.
你知道那个魔鬼是贪婪是掌死权的。
But because the Lord Jesus Christ became like us and defeated the devil in death, we can be freed from the power of the devil who would defeat us in death.
因为主耶稣基督变成跟我们一样的，所以呢，他呢打败了那个魔鬼，他的摧毁了死的权，所以这样呢，我们也可以借着我们的主耶稣基督呢打败那个掌死权的魔鬼。
And some people might say, well, I find that hard to understand.
有些人说呢，我觉得这个太难理解。
And I understand that, but that's not the point.
但是我也很理解你们，但那个并不是这个点。
There are three characters in this. Number one, does God understand it?
所以三个特点在这里，因为神理解这个吗？
The answer is yes. Number two, does the devil understand it?
这个答案呢是肯定的。然后第二条呢就是魔鬼，他理解这个吗？
And the answer is yes. Number three, do I understand it fully?
所以呢答案也是的。第三条呢我能够完完全全理解吗？
The answer is not necessarily, I don't understand it fully. I do understand this. If God understands it and the devil understands it, I don't need to understand it. All I have to say is, hallelujah, thank you, I want it.
所以第三点呢就是说呢不管我能不能够完全理解，这个已经变得不重要了。重要的呢是神呢理解这个，魔鬼理解这个。那我就没必要去理解了，只要他们都理解就可以了。 所以我唯一能做的就是说哈利路亚。
What's verse 15 say? It says that because of his death for us, he will free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Death was the big fear we had. We don't need to fear death anymore. Joe is saving and is dying. He's not afraid of death. Why? Because Jesus died for him. And so his fear of death no longer enslaves him. He's not afraid of death anymore.
第十五节说那必然释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。我们最怕的是什么？我们最怕的就是死。就像那个 Joe Saban， 他现在快要死了，但是他并不怕死亡。为什么呢？因为主耶稣基督为我们而死了，所以我们是不怕死的那些人。
Now verse 16 explains it all a little bit more and says this, for surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants.
所以第十六节呢，他是更进一步的讲，就是说呢，他并不救拔天使，而是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
When Jesus came, he did not come to help angels.
所以当主耶稣基督来的时候呢，他并不是来帮助天使的。
The angels may have been far more deserving of his help than us, but he didn't come to help angels. He came to help us. Hallelujah.
所以呢，天使呢可能远远比我们配得主耶稣基督的帮助，但主耶稣基督他就没有去帮助天使，他来帮助我们，所以我们说哈利路亚。
Now he says it's not angels that he helps, but it is Abraham's descendants. Who are Abraham's descendants?
这里说呢，他不去帮助天使，而是帮助亚伯拉罕的后裔。但亚伯拉罕的后裔是谁呢？
And the Bible says that Abraham was the father of many nations.
圣经说呢，亚伯拉罕是很多国的父。
So Abraham is the father of all the Jewish people who live in the world today.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，是所有的生活在地球上的犹太人的父亲。
But Abraham was also the father of Ishmael and Edom and Midian and Moab and all, not Moab, but Abraham was the father of many of those other nations who are even enemies of the Lord today. He's still the father.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕呢也是那些以实玛利的他们的父。也是那些米甸人的父，也是以东人的父。所以呢，尽管那些人、那些国家现在仍然是主的敌人，那他们仍然是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And in particular, Paul tells us in Romans that all Christians are the children of Abraham because just as he believed God, so he became the Son of God. So we believe God and we are Christians in the same way he was, so he is our Father.
所以实际上在罗马书里使徒保罗告诉我们，因为亚伯拉罕信神，所以呢他是我们的父，因为我们所有的基督徒我们都信神，信神的儿子，所以呢从这个意义上来讲呢，亚伯拉罕呢是我们所有基督徒的父。
So in this sense, all Christians who believe in Jesus, and that's what this passage is all about, all Christians who believe in Jesus are the descendants of Abraham.
所以从这个意义上来讲呢，这里面所有的讲的所有的信主耶稣基督的人呢，都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And so verse 17 says, for this reason, he had to be made like his brothers in every way in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of his people.
第七节说, 所以他凡事该与他弟兄相同, 为要在神的事上成为慈悲中心的大祭司, 为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
So the first half of that verse basically says he had to be like us, he had to suffer like us, he had to be made perfect like us through suffering in order that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest. He has to know what it is we're going through in order that he can have mercy and he can help us.
实际上呢，在这个前面部分，他讲的是呢，主耶稣基督他呢，就是凡事都要与我们的一样，他的弟兄就是讲的是我们，所以呢，他要是为我们受苦，他要呢，从这个意义上呢，让他成为完美，所以这个事情上呢，所有的事情都要让他和我们一样，这样他才能救我们。But
the verse says that not only was he a faithful priest in helping us in our trouble, but because he died for us, he made atonement or covering or remission for our sins.
所以呢，实际上这第十七节方面接着讲呢，就是说呢，他不光是为了成为我们救主，这样可以帮助我们，他同样呢为我们的罪献上了挽回祭。
Therefore, he says in verse 18, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. He understands. He will help you. He will help me. He suffered just like we do.
因为他自己受过试探，他自己被试探的人，因为他自己受过试探，他自己受过苦，所以在我们受苦，我们受试探的时候呢，他就能够来帮助我们。Now
the wonderful story then is that he came down to be like us in order that he could save us and that he could help us and understand us.
因为这个那个是这样的，主耶稣基督从上面下来，下来呢变成跟我们一样，然后跟我们一样的这样呢，他可以为我们和我们一起受苦，同样也可以帮助我们。But
the other side of the story is this, that having saved us, he went back up to heaven.
所以呢，这个奇妙的故事就是这样的，他救了我们以后呢，他又回到天上去了。
And because he became our Savior and our brother, when he went up to heaven, he has the right and the power to bring us up to heaven.
因为呢，他是我们的救主和弟兄，这样呢，他上到天堂去以后呢，他就有这样的权能把我们也带到天上去。
All right, so back to verses 7 and 8.
又回到第七八节,
they say regarding man, that was Jesus and all Christians. You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor and put everything under his feet.
第七节说呢，叫你叫他比天使稍微小一点，赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，并将你所赐。
Jesus, therefore, is not just our Savior, but he is the one who is going to elevate us to the position of being over the angels. He became lower in order to bring us up to be higher. God has got marvelous things for us. He did it for Jesus because we're his children and his brethren. Jesus will do it for us.
这里讲到的呢，就是说呢，主耶稣基督呢，他是成为我们救主以后呢，他因为他比天使小一点，所以这样呢，他是为了这个目的，所以可以把我们变上去，跟天使 大就去管辖天使，所以这样呢，我们去到天上以后呢，因为我们所有的人都是神的孩子。
All right, so that's the story of Hebrews chapter 2.
所以这个就是希伯来第书第二章的故事。
What is the summary of the story? The summary is don't miss out on this.
所以这个的概要小节是什么呢？就是你不要错失过这些东西。
I heard this story a long time ago about a man who heard this when he was a boy. His father preached it. His family lived it. He lived at home. He heard it, understood it. He said, I'm not terribly interested. I'd like to go and get rich.
很久以前呢，我听到过这样一个故事，因为他的父亲呢，基督徒，他家人也是基督徒，父亲在传这样的道，他家人也活出来了，所以他自己说呢，我对这些事不感兴趣，我要去赚钱。
He did that when he was about 60 years old. He said, you know, I am rich and I am miserable.
所以呢，他就那么去做了。你知道，当他60岁的时候，他说什么呢？他说，我现在是非常有钱，但是我却非常痛苦。
He said, surely there's more. I've got to have more. He remembered that he had a Bible. He went back to his Bible and he started to read it.
所以呢，在这种情况下呢，他就记得，想起来他有一本圣经，然后他就把那本圣经找出来开始读。
And he couldn't understand it.
他理解不了圣经里讲的。
He said, I understood all this when I was a boy. I read it now. I can't understand it.
他说，当我还是个小孩的时候呢，我圣经里讲的所有一切我都能理解。那现在呢，我却理解不了。
He took time off work. He took his Bible. He went to another country to a summer home he had. And he read his Bible for a week. And he couldn't understand it.
然后呢，他就放弃了工作，然后就去到另外一个国家。另外一个国家，他在度假的那个小屋里，他在度假小屋里自己一个人呢，读了一个星期，他仍然不能理解。
Verse 3 says, How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation?
第三节说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
And he just let that ship slip by every day a little farther, every day a little farther, didn't worry about it, then the cold winter came.
因为那个人呢，他就是看着那个船一天一天的远离那个海岸，然后等冬天来了，他就一个人在那。
That's the warning to every one of us. Great truths of God. God has enabled us to understand them now, to get close to them now. Don't let them slip.
这就是我们今天呢给我们所有人的警告。就神呢现在在让我们能够理解他的真理，所以呢你今天就要去理解，不要让神的真理就这样流走。
Now the Hebrews, in the time this was written, that's what they were doing. They said, well, we kind of like it in the tabernacle or in the temple that we're in. We like going to the ceremonies. We like the Old Testament religion. We don't really need Jesus that much.
所以这就是当时那些作者写给希伯来人的时候，当时的希伯来人的情况。他们说呢，我们不管是当时有那个圣殿还是那个帐幕在那里，他说我们喜欢这样，我们喜欢这个旧约里的这样的宗教的形式，所以我们不需要主耶稣基督。
Many of them said, we don't really need to worry too much. We've still got this temple here. It's a beautiful building. We've got the priesthood. We've got our own religion. And it's very good. We're happy. We heard about Jesus, but we won't do anything right now.
所以呢，当时呢，很多那个希伯来人他们说呢，我们今天的状况很好，我们有这么美丽的一个圣殿，我们有最高的祭司在里面， 我们也所有的祭拜都在里面，所以这个时候呢，现在的一切都好，所以我们暂时不需要主耶稣。
I don't know that anybody knows in precise calculation when this book Hebrews was written.
所以呢，我不知道那个当这个希伯来书写的时候，有人有没有做过一个精确的统计？
I think all would agree that it was written somewhere between AD 60 and AD 70.
因为所有的人呢，研究的人都同意说这个是公元前八七，公元后八七零年和八七八年写。
All right, that's several years after the Lord Jesus went to heaven.
所以呢，这就是几年以后呢，主耶稣基督回到天上去的时候。
And a lot of people said, oh, well, we'll just deal with this later. We don't have to deal with it now. It's all very interesting. We'll just deal with it later.
对，很多人就说呢，哇，这个是非常有趣的，但是现在我们不要去管它，我们到以后再来看这些事。
And within 5 or 6 years of this letter being written, tragedy struck.
因为在5到6年以后呢，当这本书写了以后呢，悲剧发生了。
The city of Jerusalem was surrounded by the Roman general Titus.
因为耶路撒冷城呢，被那个叫提多的一个罗马的将军包围了。
He basically starved the city, and he then conquered and destroyed the city.
基本上呢，就是围困这个城市，让他们挨饿，然后最后呢，他就征服了这个城市。
He destroyed the temple that these people were worshipping at, and it was no longer.
所以呢，他摧毁了这些人曾经在去敬拜的那个圣殿，然后圣殿再也不存在了。
He destroyed the priesthood that many of these people were confident in, and they were gone.
所以呢，他也消灭了那些所有的这些人的信心所依靠的那些祭司，然后那些祭司就已经都没有了。
That was 2,050 years ago, and the temple is still destroyed, and the people who were the priests are still gone.
所以呢，这就是发生在2050年之前的事儿。然后那个圣殿呢，仍然是被摧毁了，仍然没有最高祭司在里面。
So this book of Hebrews is written as a warning book.
所以这本希伯来书呢，写出来是作为一个警示的一本书。
And he's saying to the Hebrews, listen, don't let this opportunity slip by. He could have said, in 5 or 6 years, Jerusalem will be destroyed.
所以呢，他们呢，这个写希伯来书作者说，不要让这个机会流失了。他可以说耶路撒冷要在5、6年之后被摧毁。
But God doesn't usually work by setting a timetable.
但神呢，并不是说把设一个时间表来去做事的。
He just says the day of judgment is coming. You get ready. The day of judgment is coming. You get ready.
神就说呢，审判世界的日子要来了，你要准备好。审判世界的日子要来了，你要准备好。
All right, so that's sort of the background to what's going on in the rest of Hebrews, but it's a very solemn and wonderful story. All manner of reasons why we should pay attention to the Bible. One day, go ahead.
实际上这前面的两章呢，就是为希伯来书后面的所有的做了一个背景的说明，所以这里所有的这些都是很神奇的，真的很奇妙的，所以要我们所做的就是我们也一定要去重视圣经。
One day, just as their judgment will come, so our judgment will be coming. We'd better make sure that we're on the right side.
有一天呢，这些希伯来人他们的审判也要来到，对我们的审判也要来到，所以我们最好确保我们站在正确的那一方。
All right. Well, I'm just going to throw the question out. Are there questions at this point? I'm not sure that I can answer them all, but we'll see if there's a question or two. If not, we'll get into chapter 3. Any questions to help clarify what we're talking about?
所以现在呢是问问题的时间，它并不是说他确保每个问题都能得到答案，但是呢，现在呢就是说你可以问一些问题，对他所讲过的事情，你如果不懂的可以澄清一下，如果大家没有问题的话，他就会走到下一章。
我有一个问题，就是我们现在是比天使小，然后等到以后我们就是新的身体以后，就是比天使大，是吧？就是因着主耶稣基督。Okay,
so Linda's question is we are a little lower than the angels now, but later we will higher than the angels. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. It's amazing. It's wonderful. It's true.
对，这是对的，这也是非常神奇的，也是非常美的，也是真的。So,
verse 1 and verse 14, Linda.
第一章的第十四节，Linda，你可以看。And
it says, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?
希伯来书一章第十一说，天使岂不都是服侍的灵，奉差遣服侍那将要承受救恩的人吗？
What is the role of angels today? They are helping us prepare for and enjoy the salvation Jesus has for us. That's their role. We are lower than them today.
因为这个现在的天使他的角色是什么呢？天使的角色呢，他是帮助我们去获得主耶稣基督给我们的救恩。所以从这个意义上来说，我们比他们要低一点。
But verses 6 to 8 say that we will be over the angels, just as Jesus is now over the angels, we will also be over the angels.
第六节呢，到第七节，到第八节说的呢，我们将来呢，我们要高过天使，因为主耶稣基督现在他是高过天使的，所以我们将来也要高过天使。
And so the Apostle Paul tells the Corinthians that one day they will judge the angels. They'll be the judge, and the angels will be reporting to them.
因为在哥林多书里面呢，使徒保罗告诉当时的哥林多人说呢，我们将来是要审判天使的，将来呢，我们是。
That's amazing, but true.
这是非常神奇的，但是确实真的。
All right, any other question?
还有没有其他的问题？
三姐。Rowan，麻烦你帮我问问，刚才Harold讲到我们跟主的关系，既是朋友，又是兄弟姐妹，然后又是父子的关系。 然后将来我们跟他还是新娘和新郎的关系，那这些关系当中是不是都同时存在，还是哪一种关系居首位？
Okay. So Sandy's question is about our relationship with the Lord Jesus. So you talk about that the Lord Jesus, our Father, we are the Son, and we are His Son and Son and Daughter, and also. He's our friend, he's our brother, and he we're going to be our bridegroom. So stay at the same time or the different period, we have different roles.
Well, I think probably both are true, Sonny. In our family, my father was my father and I was his son.
所以他说这各方面都成立的,因为在他家里呢,他的父亲是他的父亲,他是他父亲的儿子。
That was true all the time.
这个肯定是真实的,在所有的时间里。
But the older I got, the more he became my friend. We were friends. I knew he was my father. He knew I was his son. But we were together. We were friends.
所以呢,他知道呢,当他越来越长大的时候,越来越成熟的时候呢,他的父亲呢,就变成了他的朋友,他们仍然是朋友。
And at that time, we were brothers.
所以那个同时呢,他们也是弟兄。
We were both working together at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, trying to serve the Lord. And we worked together as brothers.
所以呢,他和他爸爸呢,都在16th教会里服侍主。他们呢,一起为服侍主做工。所以从这个意义上来讲呢,他和他父亲也是弟兄。
Now it is true that one day we will be the bride of Jesus Christ.
这个也是真实的,有一天呢,我们会成为主耶稣基督的新娘。
Okay, now we haven't had the marriage ceremony, the marriage supper of the Lamb yet.
所以我们现在还没有到那个羔羊的婚礼那一步。
But does that mean that I ignore that relationship?
那个就是说我们可以不管我们这个新郎和新娘之间的关系吗?
Oh no. No, I say, listen, I'm going to be the bride of Jesus. I'm going to keep myself pure until that day.
所以呢,我说我现在呢,我要让我自己保持纯洁,因为我是主耶稣基督的新娘,我要在成为他新娘之前一定要保持自己的纯洁。
It's true, one day that I will reign with him, but today I want to serve with him so that I one day will be able to reign with him with intelligence.
所以呢,就是说呢,这个是真的,有一天呢,将来总有一天我和主耶稣基督要一起统治这个世界,所以但是今天呢,我必须去服侍主,服侍主呢,这样呢, 到了那一天呢,
now when I pray, many times I simply say, Lord, this is your son calling.
所以当我祷告的时候呢,我基本上这样说,我说主啊,这是您的儿子在向你呼求。
And I just say, listen, I'm only your little boy. I'm just like a child, and you're my father. And so I cry to you as a little boy would cry, Daddy.
所以我就是说呢,我说主啊,我就是个小孩子,我就是个小男孩,我是您的儿子,我现在向您呼求,我现在,爸爸,我现在呼求你。
So there's a sense in which we're all of these things at the same time, but sometimes a little more one than the other. When we get to heaven, why, we're going to be his bride, and we're going to reign with him, and it's going to be marvelous. In the meantime, yeah, we let all of those relationships rule our lives.
刚才你提到的所有的角色呢,我们现在都是有的,可能这个角色有时候多一点,那个角色有时候多一点,少一点,这样的话呢,因为我们将来都是要去到天堂上去的,我们要成为主耶稣基督的新娘,我们要跟他一起统治,所以这些所有的刚才提到的角色呢,都是同时存在的。
Alright, anything else?
Thank you.
还有没有其他的问题?
Kelsey, did you have something?
similar question. 但是我还刚才我有 specific 具体一点，就是那个刚才 Harold 弟兄说了一个 Jesus is our brother， 就是我们的 brother。我们哪里配？真的，我到底说 ，I think。
Yeah, Chelsea, you had the same question as Sunny had, but she just want to clarify for the detail. She said the Lord Jesus is our brother, but we are not deserved to be Lord Jesus' brother and sister.
Amen.
Chelsea, we don't deserve any of it.
所以他说是的，我们只是不配跟主耶稣基督成为，就所有的那些角色我们都不配。
The Lord Jesus said to his disciples in the upper room, he said, you know, I'm not going to call you servants. I'm going to call you friends. Because he said, a servant doesn't know what his Lord is doing, but I'm going to call you friends because I'm going to tell you what it is I'm doing, and you can come with me.
其实主耶稣基督在最后的晚餐那个房子里面的时候呢，跟他的门徒们讲的时候呢，他现在我不再称你们为仆人了，我称你们为我的朋友。因为仆人并不理解他的主人所思所想，所以呢，你是我的朋友，你们都是我的朋友，所以我现在要告诉你们的事情呢，你们作为我的朋友，你才能去理解。
So, some of these relationships I call relationships of privilege.
所以呢，这些呢，我们和主之间的关系呢，我称这个关系是我们的荣幸。
I have been, by the grace of God, elevated to that position of privilege where I become his friend and his brother and his bride and his co-regent, if you like, reigning with him and others. All of these great privileges that I've been elevated to.
因为他说呢，我通常在想啊，是藉着神的恩典，我是被拔高到这个位置上去的。我被拔高到成为主耶稣基督的朋友，我拔高到成为他的新娘，我拔高到成为他跟他一起统治的那样的统治者。所以呢，我就是说这一切包括成为新娘都是神把我硬拔上去的。
And then there are relationships of responsibility.
然后我们有这样的关系的时候呢，我们也有我们的责任。
I'm his son, therefore I'm responsible. I'm his child, I'm responsible. I'm his servant, I'm responsible. I'm his slave, I'm responsible. They're all true, but many I say, what a privilege. And others I say, Harold, you live up to that responsibility.
实际上呢，就是说呢，我们作为主耶稣的儿子，作为他的仆人，作为他的新娘，作为他的奴隶，这些呢，都是我们的有责任的。我们作为仆人也有仆人的责任，作为儿子也儿子责任，作为那个他的奴隶啊，奴隶责任。但是这所有的呢，你如果有这样的荣幸，有这样的特权的话，你就要负上那样的责任。
Don't become proud because of the privilege.
所以呢，不要变得骄傲，因为你有这样的荣幸和特权。
Don't shirk the responsibility.
所以不要忽略了你的职责。
All right, well, our time is more than gone. We'll try chapter 3 next week, and we'll seek the Lord's wisdom again. Let's pray.
因为我们时间远远超过了，所以我们要 下个星期呢我们来学，如果主日愿意我们学第三章，所以现在我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for inviting us to the relationship that we can have with Jesus.
所以主啊，我们要向神感恩，是您邀请了我们，我们才可以有这样的和主耶稣基督之间这样的关系。
Lord, may we heed the counsel and make sure that at no time we let any of these wonderful principles slip. Lord, help us receive the Savior now and live for Him.
所以主啊，让我们听到这样的劝告，不要让这样我们现在可以得到的这样的美丽的真理流失，让我们今天就相信主耶稣基督。
We thank you for this. We pray that you will bless us. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们为这一切献上感恩，我们祷告您会赐福给我们，我们祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.